Why? Because I feel like Oklahoma and Texas, they have leverage on the Big 12, in my opinion. All right, guys, in today's video, I'm going to be talking about whether or not I think Texas and Oklahoma will leave now the Big 12 to get to the SEC early with the newly acquired teams of Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, and now BYU showing up at the Big 12 doorstep July 1st, 2023. How I think this is going to affect both conferences, Big 12 and SEC, and also the individual schools referring to Oklahoma and Texas, and, well, the multitude of problems and gains that can come from this, because I feel like there's a lot that can happen between the 2022 season and the 2025 season with all that's going on. So let's jump into the first thing. The AAC did announce that it will be releasing Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF to the Big 12 July 1st, 2023. There's going to be a buyout of $18 million per school, and it will give them 14 years to basically pay that back. That definitely will not be a problem with the new media rights and the new money deal they're going to end up signing with the Big 12. So I definitely don't see that being a problem whatsoever, which is most likely why they went ahead and signed this right away. And I do feel like the AAC, and I feel like the Big 12 has to feel similar here, is ready to move on, right? If these teams are leaving, it's time to go ahead and push them out the door, in a sense, and bring in the new guys, restructure the new media deal, know where we're standing in the long run here. If we need to redo divisions or whatever it may be, let's go ahead and get this started now, because we know what's going to eventually happen anyways. So with that being said, does this put pressure on Oklahoma and Texas, right, to move to the SEC early as far as their administrations and their universities? I have to say no, probably not. Why? Because I feel like Oklahoma and Texas, they have leverage on the Big 12, in my opinion, over the rest of the schools because, well, Oklahoma has won the Big 12 title how many times in the past, like 7 years? Almost every single season, it feels like. They're the one constant in the playoffs. Texas feels like they're on the way up. You know, they went out and got Steve Sarkisian. They brought in a couple more guys. They ended up getting a really good recruiting class, brought in Quinn Ewers, bringing in Ajayi Hall, Jaleel Billingsley from Alabama. Like, it feels like things are moving in the correct direction for Texas. And it doesn't help, or doesn't hurt, that you have most likely the number one running back in the country in Bijan Robinson. So I feel like, with Texas feeling like they're on the way up, and then Oklahoma already up, and you brought in Brent Venables, a whole new energy, it feels like, versus Lincoln Riley, they kind of have the leverage. They're the ones kind of saying, hey, we're the ones always, or Oklahoma saying, we're the ones always winning this in the first place. We're the one constant going to the playoffs. We may not win national championships, but we're bringing extra revenue to the Big 12 in some way, shape, or form outside of just the regular season, which is why I feel like the Big 12 will not move off of this buyout. They're not going to give them any less than $80 million because the Big 12 knows that if Oklahoma stays in the Big 12 for those next couple of seasons, they're going to be the ones most likely winning it, bringing them extra money going to bowl games, whether or not they go to playoffs. And you also have to think about this, because OU thinks that, they can win it most of the time in the first place, it gives them the extra leverage of time to build before they get to the SEC. Because let's be very realistic here, the SEC schedule will be a lot tougher than the Big 12 schedule. Dave Aranda has, Baylor moving in the right direction, obviously, Okie State with Gundy and stuff like that. But there's going to be no competition comparison here when you're talking about the Big 12 and the SEC. So I do feel like it gives, OU a little bit of room and a little bit of time to acquire the talent they feel is needed to compete in the SEC. And the same thing with Texas. So I feel like that's another reason why Texas and OU does not feel like they're pressured to move into the SEC any earlier. If anything, let's ride out to the 2025, get a couple really good recruiting classes, some transfers, stuff like that. And then when we do move into the SEC, we're definitely more competitive than what we are right now. That would have to be the mindset I'm thinking that both these programs are having right now. So at the same time, though, as a Big 12 member, do you want Oklahoma and Texas competing for a Big 12 title? I'm going to kind of remove Texas from this because they haven't, competed in a while for a Big 12 title. But let's just say Oklahoma right now. Do you want Oklahoma still dominating that, still taking the Big 12 title? Three out of the next 4 years or two out of the next three, whatever it may be. Most likely not, because the team that is exiting your conference is the one constant, right? The one consistently winning. So we know it's going to change everything in the conference itself. And we know the media rights will adjust to that as well, losing Oklahoma and Texas. We know there's going to be a big drop in viewership and stuff like that. And I get it. UCF has 73,000 attendees or enrollees at their college. They actually have the biggest enrollment in all the country. So I understand that, but that doesn't mean more eyeballs are going to be on the television watching these football games. So, with that being said as well, both OU and Texas have $80 million buyouts regardless of what year this is going to go down. I feel like, you know, Texas probably has more leverage to move the $80 million and move into the SEC. It would be easier for them to do so. Don't think that's going to be the case for Oklahoma. I just feel like it gives both these teams time to adjust before they get to the SEC ultimately. And look, I know there's going to be a lot of talking about this between now and let's just say this rides out all the way to 2025. But I feel like there's just not a correct way for this to end without it going all the way through 2025 and the media rights just ending for the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma. But at the same time, like, the Big 12 is going to have to restructure the deal anyways the moment UCF, Houston, BYU, and Cincinnati come in the first place, right? They're going to have to restructure with those individual teams. I get it. It's easy to leave Texas and Oklahoma out of this. And what is the hostility going to look like when these teams play each other now? You know what I mean? I'm not talking about UCF and Texas so much, but the other ones, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, knowing these rivalries are going to end very soon, right? Most likely they're not going to be playing again. You know, what is that going to look like on and off the field? I'm sure there's going to be some chaos ensuing in the next couple of years, especially on the last season this goes down, because most likely there would be like a 12 to 18 month notice on, hey, we are doing the buyout or we're not, and we kind of know when this thing's going to end up ending. So with that being said, I think it just comes down to no, Texas and Oklahoma will not leave early. They will ride this out until the end of the buyout. Number one, because of money. Number two, it gives them time to adjust to the SEC, build up the recruiting, build up the depth, let these new coaches kind of fill in the seat a little bit longer, you know, get used to doing things their way, hiring their staff, things like that. And it gives them a chance also to win the Big 12, right? Get the Big 12 money. So that's all I got to say about this. Hopefully you enjoyed today's video. If you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up. If you're listening to this on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, anything like that, make sure to hit that subscribe to the channel as well, or the podcast as well. Other than that, you guys have a good day and roll tide. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. Go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day.